With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has announced his nominee to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development as he continues to round out his proposed cabinet.
Scott Turner is a former NFL player and a former White House aide who's been picked to serve as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. In Trump's previous term, Turner ran the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council, and the former president credits him with helping to transform some of the country's most distressed communities. Turner would be the highest-ranking black person so far that Trump has selected for his new administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Political observer Ben Dominic says Matt Gaetz's decision to drop out of the running for attorney general will make life easier for Senate Republicans and President Trump as his second term gets underway.
So you have a controversial pick in every situation, but the question is, how much energy are you going to expend for that pick? Are they worth it?
Gaetz was hounded by allegations of sexual misconduct and had been the subject of a House ethics probe. Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 11 people and injured dozens in central Beirut as they try to stop that Hezbollah terrorist group from using that area to launch those ongoing attacks against Israel. Here's the BBC's Hugo Bachega with an update.
There's still a massive operation happening to remove the rubble from the site. This is a densely populated district here. The Basra area in central Beirut, there is a lot of damage in nearby buildings, so it gives us an idea of the power, the scale of the attack that happened here. And this attack was so powerful that was felt and heard across the city. Multiple explosions were heard.
That is BBC's Hugo Bachega. The Lebanese health ministry said that the death toll could rise as emergency responders continue to search for survivors. This is SRN News. There were a lot of hate crimes against Christian believers in Europe last year. Here's Michael Harrington.
2,444 in all, according to the latest report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe. Acts of vandalism against churches and various holy sites made up most of the incidents, though threats and acts of physical violence accounted for 15% of the total. The largest number of hate crimes against Christians occurred in France. Out of 35 nations studied, the United Kingdom came in second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection has raised more than $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to those who were sexually abused by homosexual scout leaders. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions were among more than 300 from the Boy Scouts that will be sold over the next few years. This is SRN News. Japan racked up a trade deficit in October for the fourth month in a row as a weak yen and rising energy prices kept import costs high.
Japan's finance ministry says the red ink totaled $3 billion. Japan's exports expanded 3.1% in October from a year earlier on growing shipments of equipment for semiconductor production. But imports, which grew 0.4%, were still bigger than exports.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Iraq has begun its first nationwide population census in decades. It's an attempt to modernize data collection and planning in a country long impacted by conflict and political divisions. The act of counting Iraq's population is also contentious. The census is expected to have profound implications for the country's resource distribution, budget allocations, and development planning. Some minorities feel they could be left out. More on these stories at srnnews.com.